Power has been the subject of a huge investigation in the Northeast this week. The search for what caused the biggest blackout in U.S. history is focused on the so-called Erie Loop. A network of transmission lines ring the western end of Lake Erie, running from northern Ohio through Michigan and into Ontario. It's used by several utilities and regional operators. The region was identified just 3 months ago as particularly vulnerable to power fluctuations and blackouts. NPR's Greg Allen has a report.
Like tens of millions of other people from Toronto to New York City, Linda Blair says she first realized something was wrong last week when the lights began to flicker. But unlike most people, Blair is in a position to figure out why that happened. She's vice president of the International Transmission Company, which operates the power grid in southeastern Michigan. Computers there began monitoring power flows through the state's grid on a second-by-second basis soon after it began fluctuating last week. Usually, Blair says, electricity flows from northern Ohio through Michigan and into Ontario. But after several transmission lines failed in Ohio, Blair says the company's computers registered an enormous demand for energy coming from Cleveland utility First Energy, essentially a power vacuum that affected everyone on the Erie Loop.
The power essentially reversed itself around the lake, came through Ontario, and down through Michigan, still trying to serve northern Ohio. And while all this is going on in essentially, an instant, there was essentially a voltage collapse, generators tripped offline, and which, essentially started the blackout, if you will.
In the industry, it's known as a cascading event, and it's something that last May an industry group warned could happen. The North American Electric Reliability Council, NERC, said that the grid in Ohio and surrounding states is subject to, quote, large unanticipated power flows. Tom Gallagher, NERC's director of standards, says utilities and regional power coordinators were warned that they would have to be careful about talking and coordinating with each other before taking any unexpected actions.
Due to the swings that can be seen in the power flows in and around that area, it's very important that they communicate with one another, that they have access to information about system conditions, and that they follow NERC requirements for operating this power system.
Linda Blair says her company didn't receive any notice that First Energy was going to suddenly dramatically increase its demand for electricity, either from the utility or the Midwest Independent System Operator, the regional body that oversees power generation and transmission in Ohio. Yesterday, Midwest ISO's president, James Torgerson, said it's too early to say what, if any, role First Energy played in the blackout.
I think the answer is we don't know. I think we have to let the investigation run its course. I think, the parties need to look through all the information, and they're going to find enormous amounts of data that have to be looked at, and it's just going to take some time.
Although fluctuations in the Erie Loop have been a problem for years, they've been exacerbated by recent rule changes brought on by deregulation and by changing relationships in the power industry. Energy companies seeking the best prices for power buy and sell electricity, moving thousands of megawatts of power between regions over what is, in some areas, an antiquated power grid. In the Ohio area, the body that oversees power transactions, Midwest ISO, is only 2 years old. It was set up as a traffic cop of sorts to keep electricity flowing smoothly and reliably. But utilities are not required to join the group, and it has no authority to force utilities to address problems it identifies on the grid. International Transmission's Linda Blair says last week's blackout shows that model is not working.
We have not had a transmission grid that has kept up with the changes in the marketplace, if you will. And unfortunately, we may have experienced the pains of not having mandatory rules and requirements that we all be under one regional umbrella.
A joint U.S.-Canadian investigation into the cause of the blackout is expected to take months to complete. But President Bush and members of Congress say they've already reached one initial conclusion, that they need to put in place mandatory standards for companies that transmit electricity over the nation's vital and sometimes fragile power grid. Greg Allen, NPR News.